Hello, everybody. Welcome to Checking In with John Anthony. My name is Ryan, and I'm going to be helping out John and Vera. Why don't you two say hello real quick?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, excellent. So you won't be hearing my voice too often because this program does belong to John and Vera. So with that being said, John, the podcast title gives, you know, it gives us a little bit of what's going on. You're checking in with John Anthony, but how do we check in with John Anthony? What is it that you two specialize in?
Well, what we specialize in is giving support to people to learn how to identify feelings, especially feelings that come before we are angry, and then what they need to do to bring love from themselves, to those feelings. And then we also teach people the four dimensions of emotional healing that we got from John Gray. And so people can move through that incident or trauma that they've experienced and be able to heal that emotional wound. Therefore, they won't be bumping into it as they're interacting with people throughout their life. Because if we don't heal our wounds, then we just bump into them. And the irony is we blame the people we're bumping into for our pain when it's really our unhealed wound that is causing the pain.
Okay. I like that. I think that's a good start. Now I'm going to bring Vera into this because you and I have been working together for quite some time. You have actually been very honest, which I think is great, in noting that sometimes you have trouble with explaining the program and how it works and how you want it to work to people. And then you often go on to note that Vera's a little bit better at that. So Vera, we got John's take on it. What's your take on the program and what it does for people?
Well, you know, there is a sign that I drive by often in our town that says, you know, if your hair isn't becoming to you, you know, you should be coming to us. So, you know, that's how I feel about what we do. You know, if it feels like other people and life gets into your way, then you need to be coming to us. You know, our approach is, you know, very, you know, individualized. You know, it's very easy to tailor the tools that we use, you know, to any situation, you know, or any person, you know. So, you know, when we start feeling like, you know, we're running into a lot of obstacles, then it's time to come and see us.
And how do you two help us find out what we're bumping into? How do you help us find out what it is that may be troubling us? Because is it something, do we try to touch on what's going on in the present? Do we try to figure out what's going on in the past? What is it that you two are capable of helping us with?
You know, the easiest way to find out where we're stuck is to examine our feelings. You know, so a lot of times, you know, we start with, you know, very simple things like learning to identify our emotions and develop a wider range of emotions, you know, that we can recognize, you know, because often, you know, we're stuck on, you know, certain emotions that are perhaps, you know, culturally, you know, appropriate to express, and we haven't really allowed ourselves, you know, to access the range of possibilities in which we can express ourselves. So, you know, the basics are just to develop a vocabulary of, you know, of our emotions, you know, so we can access, you know, all that we, you know, we could express. So I'd say, you know, that's the beginning. You know, one doesn't need to know too much, you know, to come, you know, or, you know, doesn't need to have read a lot of self-help books or, you know, specialized books, you know, just be yourself and, you know, be willing to do some honest work, you know, about yourself and look into your own beliefs and thoughts and, you know, how you see the world and other people. And, you know, we'll help you from there.
Excellent. So, John, I'm going to ask you the next question. This is a podcast we have going here. And I know that you are going to offer your information, and you do offer your information so that you can meet one-on-one with individuals and perhaps work through their issues, or maybe they want to partake in one of your groups. But what can people expect out of this podcast? Now, I know that some people like to say, well, John, Vera, you might be giving away too much information, and in turn, you're going to lose business because people are going to figure out things on their own. I'm somebody who doesn't subscribe to that because, you know, I believe repetition is the way to get better and, you know, like John always talks about with me on my podcast, if we don't continue to work out, we're just going to get weaker. We might get to a point where we're feeling strong and we're ready for the competition, but we're not always going to be in peak physical condition ready to go unless we keep up on things. So what can I expect out of the podcast that I may not get from the groups?
Well, hopefully what you get out of the podcast is a better understanding of what we do and how it might apply to you so that you can explore the opportunities of getting to know yourself better. What I find is that when we have relationships with other people, there's a phenomenon that goes on where often we are trying to get that love, what we call the "are you a cat," you know, the respect, understanding, acceptance, caring, appreciation, and trust from other people. And we don't realize that we are capable now as an adult of giving it to ourselves. And when we were children, we can't. And so we come up with coping styles to deal with our emotional pain, like distracting ourselves or numbing out or resorting to addictions, which don't have to just be drugs or alcohol. It can be food, sex, sleep, TV, anything we do to avoid our pain, or we turn it to anger at others or ourselves. And none of those things make our emotional pain go away, but we only had the mentality of a child, and that's the best we could come up with. Well, what often happens is that we become an adult and we're still using those same approaches of trying to avoid our pain and hurt. And there are more sophisticated, so to speak, you know, loving ways of addressing our pain that we can do as an adult, but we don't know how to do that as a child. So what we do is we walk people through how to identify that pain, and then how they can give that love to themselves. And you were talking about the repetition. And so as we repeat and repeat week after week, then they start to learn how to give that to themselves. And then they don't need us anymore because they're able to have an incident or trauma in their life, and they're able to identify their emotional pain and what they need to do to bring that love into their life and what they need to do to heal it, so that we move away from blaming others for our pain and what I need to do so that I'm no longer feeling that pain.
Okay, sounds good. Now here's one that I'm sure you never heard before, and Veda, I'm sure you've never heard this one either. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly fine. So what can I get from listening to your podcast? I'm perfectly fine. I have nothing going on. Everything in my life is perfect. I have a good job. I have a house. I have a car. My family is happy. They have nice clothes on. There's nothing wrong with me. Why should I listen to your podcast?
Well, you know, you can also listen to our podcast, you know, to get an idea, you know, how to continue to be so amazingly successful and perhaps, you know, step into the group, you know, to share, you know, this success, you know, with other people. You know, this is what I'd say. You know, it's not about, you know, anything wrong with me. So I don't really remember having told a person that there is something wrong with them, you know, when we treat people. It's not about anything wrong. You know, we all, you know, strive, you know, to have, you know, healthy relationships and, you know, need a relationship, you know, whether it's, you know, with us, whether it's in our, you know, intimate lives, you know, or with our family or coworkers, you know, so things, you know, can be that amazingly great. So it's not about nothing wrong, but it's about, you know, needing, you know, wanting a connection, you know, where I can run things by and, you know, make sure that, you know, I'm as effective as possible, you know, when I meet my needs and I interact with other people.
So I'm gonna pause real quick because I think John has an idea where I was going with that question. So I like Veda's response, but John, you and I have talked about how we may think that everything is going right, right? So in turn, I don't need to listen to your podcast, but is that always accurate? Even though I think everything looks perfect and I'm meeting all the societal standards on the, you know, and needs and things of that nature, is everything actually perfect deep inside?
Well, I'd like to try to answer that question by first answering your question that Veda tried to answer, or did answer it from her perspective. I would agree, there is nothing wrong with you. But sometimes what happens is we are stunted in areas of our development emotionally because of traumas that have happened. And we don't even know that we're stunted because we haven't experienced that love in that area. So we just think that love doesn't exist in that area of my life. because I haven't had it since I was a child. And we help people to see how they can bring that love from themselves to themselves in the form of the Are You a Cat, so that they grow and become an even more fulfilling version of who they are. And it's like they blossom. And we help people to learn how to do that. And so that they learn how to control themselves as they're responding to life, instead of trying to control everything that happens in life, or believing that there's nothing they can do to control anything in life where they're in the first dimension of emotional healing.
And with that being said, I'd like you to touch on one thing, and both of you can chime in if you'd like as well. One of my favorite lines from your program, and going back sort of to the question that I just asked, you know, everything's good now. I have gotten past everything. I am moving up the ladder in my career. I am building a great family. And here's the line that I love. And, you know, I love for you to touch on it and give your thoughts. What happened in the past is in the past, and what's now always will be, right? Right or wrong?
Well, it's wrong. I mean, what happened in the past is in the past, but it's not what's now always will be. See, and what happens is that when something happened in the past, especially when things happen to us when we're emotionally developing as a child, we become stunted in that phase of emotional development. And then we take it into our adulthood, and we're responding to adult situations with really the coping skills of a child, because that's the best we could come up with as a 5-year-old or an 8-year-old. And we don't realize that I can come up with a better response now. So does that help you to get your question answered?
Well, it definitely helps me, but I also hope that it helps the people who are listening. And I'll just give a little bit of feedback myself. So for those of you that don't know, I have worked with John and Veda for quite some time. So I'm giving them a little bit of a hand here. I'm interviewing the people who are going to be hosting the podcast. And, you know, after working with them for so long, I can attest to their program. It has worked for me. I believe that it would work for anybody who partakes and gives it a chance and things of that nature. And that's why I'm asking John these questions, because I know the answers, but I want everybody who's listening to understand what we're talking about. Because one thing that I found out too late in, or maybe not too late in life, everything timed out perfectly, and I think John and Veda will talk about that as well. But for the longest time, I believed that I was fine. I, you know, had a good, strong career growing. My family was growing. Everything was good at home. You know, everything was good financially. But deep down, there was little things that were triggering me, and I just couldn't figure out what they were. But when I took the time to examine them with John Anthony and the program that John and Veda have put together and practiced over these last couple of years, that's when I was able to realize that if I take a step back and look at things a little bit closer, that's when I can let the healing start. And here I am. Well, John and I have been working together on and off for about 12 years now, but here I am after 3 years of consistent work. And I think if you ask anybody who knows me, they can see a change in how I behave and my entire outlook on life and the world as a whole.
Well, you know, that makes perfect sense, Ryan. And you know that, you know, coming to see us is a process, and nobody gets their answers, you know, from the very, very first session. You know, you know, what I wanted to tell you is, you know, what John Anthony would say, you know, which is, well, you know, how do you feel, you know, when you say, you know, nothing is wrong with me? Would you take the time, you know, to examine that feeling? You know, what is that feeling? And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, once we get into that, you know, then, you know, it's easier to get in touch, you know, with exactly what these areas are, you know, where I might, you know, not feel so secure. And, you know, that's why it's important to come to group consistently, you know, because little things, like you said, you know, come up, you know, as we go about our life, and, you know, they make us think, but we don't always have the time to think about it at the time, you know, with, you know, what is going on. So, you know, that's why it's good to have a supportive, you know, listening ear and a group, you know, that, you know, you can bounce things by. But yeah, you know, how do you feel, you know, when we ask you if there is anything wrong with you, and you say, you know, nothing's wrong with me? you know, or I'm fine. You know, the other thing is, you know, when we create success, you know, it's nice to know, you know, exactly, you know, how we did it. You know, Johnny Anthony has a very good talk about that, so that we can get down the mechanics of it. And, you know, we can be successful with intention, you know, next time, but not just feel like, you know, perhaps, you know, we're successful because, you know, somehow we're lucky. So, you know, we can create that success with intention. But yeah, really, you know, the other thing is, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Johnny Anthony can catch you in that, you know, well, you know, why would you say, why would you not say, you know, I'm perfectly happy right now, but, you know, focus on nothing's wrong. You know, the very fact that I'm bringing up the word wrong, you know, and coming, you know, from the, you know, what, the fear of what I don't want to be found out about me, you know, might mean something. So, you know, can we talk about that? That would take a lot of group time.
No, I think, like you just said, that would take a lot of group time. But once you get there, and this is to anybody who's listening, once you get there, it is amazing how rejuvenating and how much of a relief it is when you're actually able to look at what was wrong or what is wrong and address it with an open mind. Because I think so, or too often, I'll even say, people just want to pretend that there's nothing wrong, everything is fine. And if somebody sees that this is wrong with me, or I'm having an issue in this area, then they're going to judge me. But, you know, I've been listening to this book lately, and I can't think of the title of it. Excuse me. I'm going to look it up real quick because it is here on my phone. It's about the story of Pixar and how it went from, you know, prior to even being a startup to where it is today. But it's by Ed Catmull. I hope I'm saying his name right. And he talks about the process, and it's a lot more about leadership and working as a team and, you know, striving to hit your goals together. And one thing that stood out to me in this book, among many of the things, and I think you two will agree with this line, is that he said that Brad Bird, who, for those of you that don't know, was the director of The Incredibles, one line that he loves to say is that it's important for people to accept their mistakes as quickly as possible. And I think what he means by that is not like, you know, just, you know, accept that things are always going wrong or this or that. But as soon as you can say, oh, I messed up, people respect it more, right? You respect yourself a little bit more that you were able to get in front of it. So what do you two think about that approach? And I know, like you said, it's going to take some group time, but how, or what have you seen in your experience? What's the difference when people are able to say, I made a mistake. I'm in front of it. I'm admitting to it. Now, how can I fix it? Or what can I do next time?
Well, I would say that that person is being in the third dimension of emotional healing, where they're taking responsibility for their part. And when you use the word acceptance, you know, part of that is accepting me right where I am with all of my wounds and mistakes. And because we are fearful of losing that, are you a cat from other people, we tend to hide our mistakes because we're afraid that they're going to stop loving us. You know, they're going to, you know, if I admit that I dropped the ball, you're going to kick me off the team. And so they're fearful of being kicked off the team or not being loved by others. And so they think they have to hide things that they've done. And then that's where the shame and the guilt starts to feed itself like a fungus, because they're, oh, if you find this out about me, you're not going to love me. And then they try to hide that. But then there's another area that's kind of connected to it. So now I can't talk about that. And then there's this other area. And that's, if they find out this, then it's going to get to that. And then they're going to get to this. And so next thing you know, they're just sitting there. Hi, how are you doing? I'm fine. My dog died. My wife left me. I lost my job, but I'm fine.
Right. Because, and I just want to say real quick, that's what I mean by I'm fine. Everything's good, right?
Yeah, because they're trying to convince themselves. You know, sometimes things are fine, but usually when things are fine, people are just happy and they're talking about, you know, what they're happy about, like Veda was alluding to. But when we're trying to say that there's nothing wrong with me, instead of saying, I got this going on, I got this, I'm happy. See, because we're trying to hide from ourselves, really, and other people, what is an area that we are not loving ourselves. See, because it's not that there's something wrong with me. It's just that that area that I feel that emotional pain is an area that I'm not giving myself the "Are you a cat?" that I deserve and that I need. And so then what ends up happening is that we go through all these manipulations trying to have power over other people, to intimidate or cajole or guilt them to give me the love that I'm wanting, instead of seeing that, no, I have to give me the love that I'm wanting from someone else. I have to respect me the way I want them to. I have to give understanding to me the way I want them to, and acceptance, caring, appreciation, and trust. When I do that, then I'm energized. And now I have more energy. I can do more things. But when I'm not doing that, then I'm shut down and I'm trying to hide things. And then I'm not able to function on all cylinders of my vehicle. And we all do better when all cylinders are running, whether it's a 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder, 8-cylinder, 12-cylinder, however you want to visualize yourself. We run better when we're utilizing all our cylinders.
Beautiful. And with that being said, I'd like to say, and I also think that you two might be able to agree with this, isn't there something very human when somebody says, I got this going on, I got this going on? You see it in the group all the time. Because instead of hiding it, suddenly somebody's like, oh, I can relate. Somebody else's life is not going perfectly according to plan. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that, life is not perfect.
Right. Yeah.
So you have a very good point that, if I believe that I'm fine and everything is fine, perhaps I'm really not paying attention, or maybe it works for me to not pay attention to what, to how I'm impacting other people or how I'm impacted, by what is going on. So it's really faking it, and it might serve us, it might work because, I need to get through the day, or through a meeting, and it's not the time, to talk about my mother-in-law, while I'm having a business meeting. But, this needs to be addressed in some place. Life is not easy. All people and events are not agreeable. So, if somebody tells me that they're fine right now, yes, maybe, they don't want to, maybe they don't believe that I can take it, to hear what is really going on, or maybe this is not the place. But it's not very possible that everything is fine all the time. But I would want to ask them, how is it, so important to them, or what is it that they need to make themselves believe that they're fine all the time? That would be interesting to talk about.
I agree. That would be interesting. I know, John, what do you got to say? I see it. You want to say it?
No, I just agree with what Veda is saying. And, we have two different perspectives on things. And like when you have two eyes, you can get to see depth. When you have two ears, you can pinpoint where something is coming from. And so with Veda and I, we work together. We're able to see things from our own perspective. We're coming from the same core principles, and it just really enhances our ability to help other people to find out who they really are and who they're being and how they can grow and blossom.
Perfect. I love it. I do. And I also love hearing grow and blossom because it's true. It's true. We're all always growing up, learning more about ourselves, learning more about each other, learning a lot. I don't know if I'm sure both of you have experienced this. When we're growing up, we're made to believe that everything's all well and good. And then suddenly we find out that maybe we had a crazy uncle or a crazy aunt or mom and dad was doing this. And, hopefully we learn, without going into a whole nother podcast, not to judge anybody from that, but we learn, we all grow. And I think that's probably what John and Vale would agree, that that's what happens in life. Or hopefully you learn and you grow from it. And I think that's something that you can gain from this program. When you adopt the tools, you can learn and you can grow instead of learning or learning and ignoring it and just being like, well, that's not me. I don't need these tools. So as we approach the, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, trauma has a big impact on people. And I heard someone's reference that if you take an athlete who's a star and they get injured and they're playing with a broken leg, so to speak, they're not going to be able to perform like they used to. And there are things that happen to people in life where they are triggered because of the trauma, and it prevents us from being able to function in our full capacity. And we just keep playing and we do the best that we can. But if I can heal that trauma, then I get back to my full abilities of being able to play the sport. And then I'm going to be able to excel in that sport because I'm no longer playing it with a broken leg.
Well, and, you know, I wanted to add to this, you know, that now you really got me talking, right? So I know we have to wrap it up soon. See, you know, about that same thing, you know, I'm fine in wanting to hold on to that, you know, particular statement. You know, what happens also is, you know, when I talk to myself this way, I can set myself up, you know, for a lot of disappointment. You know, if it's very important for me to show, you know, that I'm fine, or to find, you know, that I'm fine, you know, for two reasons, you know, because we're constantly changing, right? You know, we're constantly evolving. So it's not possible that I'll be fine all the time, or I have been fine all the time. So if I actually can see, you know, how I have gone, you know, through adversity and overcome it, and I have the ability to do so again, and I can see, you know, what possible points are, you know, the sticking points, you know, so I can prepare myself, you know, this is a healthier attitude than everything's fine and I'm fine. And I, you know, talk to fine people all the time. You know, the other thing is, you know, a long time ago, you know, somebody said, wow, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm swimming in the ocean, you know, and there is this great cruise ship and everybody else, you know, that I know is having a lot of fun on this cruise ship, but I can't get near it. You know, I can't approach it or get on it. You know, that's my life. You know, everybody else is having fun. And I'm just like stuck there, you know, looking up, you know, this cruise ship. And, you know, if I believe that I have to be fine all the time and everybody, you know, it might be because I believe that everybody else is fine. And I'm just trying to make myself, you know, be fine as well, you know, but, you know, we're not living on a cruise ship, you know, while we take a vacation every once in a while, and that's fun and fine, you know, it's not all the time like that. So if I feel pressured, you know, to find myself fine or to tell other people that I'm fine, perhaps I'm not, you know, perhaps I just want to be on that cruise ship all the time, but that doesn't happen all the time. So, you know, while I'm not having fun on the cruise ship, you know, that's the time, you know, to check in with Johnny Anthony. You know, this is what I have to say. I could never get rid of that image, you know, because it was very true, you know, that, you know, if I have that faulty belief that everything has to be fine all the time, then I'll set myself up for a lot of disappointment and frustration that I don't really have to go through. But it's perfectly natural, you know, to want to be fine.
Yeah,
and but I can't expect it out of life and other people and myself too.
And that gets down to when we were a child, we think we're the only one that has problems. Everybody else is getting what they want. I'm the only one that can't do this or can't do that, you know, because we are the center of our universe. And that's a healthy place for us to be as a child. And we make everything be about us, the good and the bad. But when we have things that happen, the traumas that are bad, and we're not able to identify them, alleviate them, and see, you know, how, especially when I was a child, how that's about the other person that perpetrated the trauma, you know, the neglect, the abuse, you know, the verbal abuse, you know, the abandonment, whatever it was that I experienced. See, then I can see that I am lovable. Because when we're a child, we think that I must not be lovable or else that wouldn't have happened to me. You know, that person would be in my life the way I need them and want them to be. And it's not about me that they did what they did. I can't control what happens to me, but we can control how we respond to it. And we teach people how to respond to trauma so that they can go through things, you know, and ride on top of the waves. You know, we have twins, and I remember when they were, you know, about a little over one, and we would praise one of them, and the other one would be sitting there and saying, you know, smiling like we're talking to them, because they couldn't believe that we were talking to the other twin. They just thought that we were talking to them. And sometimes if we get stunted at a very young age emotionally, we don't grow, and then we become an adult thinking that everything is happening to us. And we don't see the role that we play and how we're responding that causes it.
Excellent. So lots of knowledge here. Definitely lots of knowledge that everybody can pick up from the podcast. But as we reach the end, very quickly, without going into other podcasts, because I know that's hard to do. I do it myself personally, even on my own podcast. I start talking about one thing and then suddenly another half an hour goes on. But real quickly, if you had to say just a few words to get people engaged and ready for what you both of you have coming on the podcast, what would your final thoughts be to get people ready to go and check in with John Anthony?
You deserve to have as much life and as much love in your life as possible. And we support that. And we try to help people to learn how to do that for themselves. It's not about sitting there having other people love us. It's about learning how to support ourselves.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, take it as a moment of self-care, you know, the way you would take a walk or go to the spa. You know, this is, you know, another way to take care of your of yourself. You know, it's a moment for you. You know, this is the only place where you will be the center of the universe, you know, when you come to see us, because all attention is, you know, on the person who comes to see us.
That's perfect. Well, I'm very excited as somebody who has been practicing with John Anthony for about 12 years now and Vera as well. I'm excited for this venture, the next step in their, I don't even want to say careers. I want to say this adventure, because as somebody who's known John and Vera for all these years, I can say with certainty, yes, certainty, that, you know, they're not driving around in Teslas or Porsches. They don't own three houses. They're really in it to help people get better and find themselves emotionally and adopt the tools so that they can move on in their lives and move away from trauma and things that have happened. So I'm very excited about this podcast. I can't wait to see what comes next. So, I mean, I'm not going to say thank you because it's your podcast, but I will say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to interview both of you so that we can get this podcast on the road.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan, because you're very good at asking questions and interviewing people. And that's why I think your podcast, Teenagers, Toddlers, and Twins, is as successful as it is. And it's growing. Excuse me. It's growing just like we're growing. And it's exciting for us to see where you are in your life as well. And that's one of the beauties of doing the work that we do. We get to see people growing, and then they keep growing after, you know, they stop seeing us.
Excellent. All right, you two, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. And if you're listening to this episode, checking in with John Anthony. It's going to be a lot of great stuff, and I hope it's running for a long, long time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.